made history 50 years ago today by becoming the first American to orbit Earth. 90-year-old John Glenn plans to mark the anniversary with a series of events at Ohio State University, including a special dinner and live chat with crew members aboard the International Space Station.
The former Ohio Senator's 1962 achievement helped the U.S. catch up to the Soviet Union's accomplishments in space. And joining us to talk about it all, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Good to have you back, Bill. Thanks so much.
Always my pleasure.
You know, it's amazing. 1962, spaceflight was wondrous and dangerous to most Americans, and this event was really a high water mark in American history at that time, right?
Well, it really was. You know, you have to put yourself back in the context of the times. You know, the Russians had surprised everybody in the West by launching Sputnik back in 1957, and of course, they put Yuri Gagarin in orbit to become the first human in space. And you know, the best NASA could do right off the bat was launch Alan Shepard and Gus Grissom on little up-and-down 15-minute flights. And right after Grissom's flight, the Russians did it again and put a German Titov in orbit for 17 orbits. And that's the context when John Glenn finally took off. It was like, what do we have to do to catch up with these guys? And, of course, Glenn's flight was 3 orbits, but it was such a shot in the arm, I think, morale-wise, in the early 60s to the U.S., and it's really hard to put that in perspective today, just what a hero Glenn really was at that time.
Is that how John Glenn sees it?
I think John Glenn saw it as competition with the Russians. He believed strongly that the Russians were using their space program as a vehicle for bringing people from around the world to Russia, showing their way of life was better than the way of life in the West, and that their technology was somehow superior. And Glenn saw the space program as a way for the United States to really catch up and turn that around. And I don't believe he ever viewed himself as a hero. I think that he is just what people might think of him. He's very unassuming, certainly a serious competitor among the astronauts. He certainly wanted to do this flight. But I don't think he ever viewed himself as a hero. I think he lets other people make those sorts of claims.
In our final 30 seconds, when you look back at that glorious achievement of 50 years ago today and now look at what has happened with the space program at this moment, how does it make you feel?
You know, it's one of the great ironies. The early space program, of course, was fueled by the Cold War competition with the Russians. And 50 years later, 50 years after Glenn's triumph, the United States does not have a manned rocket that can carry anyone into space. And NASA pays the Russians now more than $60 million a seat to carry U.S. astronauts up to the space station on their Soyuz spacecraft. I spoke to Senator Glenn earlier in the week about that, or last week, I should say, and as he put it, you couldn't have made this up, that it's turned around like that and put this country in that position 50 years after, as you say, his great triumph.
Thanks for your recollections, Bill. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
That's CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.